Hello, this is Brian Eastwood, and welcome to the latest SearchVB.com podcast. Today I'm going to be reading a report penned by colleague Jack Vaughn. Jack and I went to a show in the Boston area last month called Remix 07. As its name implies, it picked up where Mix 07 left off earlier this year in Las Vegas. Therefore, a lot of the sessions focused on Silverlight, ASP.NET Ajax, and other cool Web 2.0 stuff. Believe it or not, I am not going to be talking about Silverlight, ASP.NET Ajax, and other cool Web 2.0 stuff today. Instead, I'm focusing on something that is admittedly less sexy, but is just as important to web application development. That something is called Astoria. In addition to being a lovely neighborhood in Queens, Astoria is a Microsoft project geared toward web APIs for data access. I could tell you more, or I could just get right to Jack's report. All right, here we go. Microsoft's Project Astoria has been brewing since this summer. For now, it may best be viewed for what it is, a project, but a particularly interesting one. It is an early attempt to create web APIs for data access using the new ADO.NET Entity Framework data model. The Entity Framework was originally going to be included with Visual Studio 2008, but has instead been pushed back. It will be released later next year. In the meantime, an Astoria CTP Visual Studio 2008 Beta 2 add-in is available for those looking to try out the Entity Framework ahead of its release. A link to this download is available on the landing page for this podcast. Julio Lerman, an independent consultant and the proprietor of thedatafarm.com, discussed the status of Astoria at last month's Remix 07. She described Astoria as an efficient way to separate data from its original database schema, thus better enabling simple data access over the web. Using the underlying entity framework, Astoria provides a level of abstraction that allows developers to work with their own data models when creating applications using data downloaded from a remote database. Astoria is said to support so-called RESTful architecture. REST, as you know, stands for Representational State Transfer, and is used for reading XML files on websites. The Astoria REST protocol is composed of a URI addressing scheme, HTTP-based interaction models, and payload formats that include XML, JSON, and ATOM. The REST method is of increasing interest these days. Web dynamos like Amazon, Google, and others are making their data available through web service APIs over HTTP. Meanwhile, some developers are using Ajax to deliver that data to web clients, which explains why Astoria garnered attention among the developers at Remix 07. Free data purveyors such as Amazon and Google have spawned a cottage industry in data mashups. Microsoft clearly is closely watching. As Lerman put it, the Astoria team asked, how can the database be simpler to access over the web? They decided requests for data services should be web-friendly, supporting plain HTTP. The Astoria project does more than just open up the database to the world, Lerman said. As well, it provides layers of abstraction that pare the data away from the actual data store. People shouldn't have to know the original data schema to work with the data, Lerman continued. She said Astoria can be viewed as a set of patterns and infrastructure for web data services. The data entities Lerman demoed at Remix 07, using the familiar Northwind database example, have URIs. Thus, the act of navigating the data can resemble navigating URLs on the web. Keep in mind, URLs are really just subsets of URIs. With the entity data model, said Lerman, we can redo the data schema on the developer side without affecting the database at all. One can, she said, create a schema file that represents a new conceptual model of the data, have another schema that represents the database, and then have a mapper between the two. Lerman also showed how developers can create a JavaScript client to consume the data service. For those who do not want to go the JavaScript route, other clients can be supported as well, she said, mentioning WinForms and Silverlight. So I guess this was about Silverlight after all. And there you have it. That's our brief introduction to Astoria. It certainly sounds like a compelling project and an improvement to the way data can be accessed from within web services. At the same time, it is a project, it is at the community technical preview stage, and there's much work to be done and a lot that needs to be addressed. We will be keeping an eye on Astoria and the ADO.NET Entity Framework in the weeks and months to come. So stay tuned for additional news, additional conference coverage, and, when it emerges, advice from the experts. In the meantime, as noted, the landing page on which this podcast resides offers links to a plethora of pertinent information, from the latest Astoria CTP, to to Julia Lerman's blog. So, that's it for now. Nothing more to see here, or to hear here. This is Brian Eastwood, SearchVB.com editor, signing off. Happy programming.